Connections right there from their brand new album, Body Language. You can check them out at Dayton Music Fest. They're performing on Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. And we've got a band in the studio that's going to be playing Friday night at Canal Street Tavern as part of Dayton Music Fest. We're very excited to have them here. We'll tell you all about who they are and what they do. But first, we're going to let you hear some live ones from Noah and Rescue Radio.
It's great to be here, Juliet. This one's called Black Cloud Sugar.
My head is spinning round the carousel of the moon. Is that me and the stars humming out of tune? You're walking evil, baby. You're walking tall. Your beauty is a bird.
Gotta switch and get fiddles real fast.
Like a flash.
Radio live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We'll be back to chat with Noah and hear some more live music here in just a moment. Stick around. This is WISO.
Hello, Nikki Dakota here, host of Excursions weekdays from 10 to 1 on WISO. I hope you'll come along and enjoy some of the finest music heard anywhere. From the earliest tunes ever recorded to the freshest music being made today, you'll find it all right here. We embark weekday mornings at 10. Come along, it's a new journey every day. Excursions on 91.3 WISO.
Hi, I'm Nina Ellis. Here at WISO, we're getting ready for the fall fun drive. New t-shirts are on the way. The volunteer sign-up sheets are getting full, and of course, the M&Ms will be here soon. Can you help us get ready with a challenge grant? Pool your money with friends or family or coworkers, and we'll ask other listeners to match it. Your donation is doubled. Together, we can keep WISO strong. Call us at 769-1379.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. Coming up on the next On Point, with a government shutdown and the debt ceiling up next, we'll look at how the U.S. economy may react to a season of political upheaval. That's coming up on the next On Point from NPR.
Tonight at midnight on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
The great teachers were all reformers. Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad. They all demanded a break with belief before reaching a new level of comprehension. On the Next Snap Judgment, from PRX and NPR, Losing My Religion. Snap Judgment. Storytelling with a beat. Do not miss it.
Thursday night at 11 and Sunday night at midnight, right here on WISO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined in the studio by Noah Weatherspoon. Welcome, Noah.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Very happy to have you here. Now, you are here with your band Rescue Radio. Tell me how this project got started, because I know you do a lot of things musically in the community.
Yeah, I've played blues ever since I was a kid, and it's still an immense part of my life. At the same time, I've really into all kinds of music. I grew up with the Beatles and, a lot of melodic pop music. And over the years, just inevitably, I started writing a lot of tunes that, weren't necessarily blues, and sort of the four-track tape started to build up. And I just figured it's about time to start doing something with some of the material. And two of my best friends here, so we just started getting together, and they're kind of, taking them out of the shoebox and giving them a new life and getting, so they can see the light of day,
Did you find that when you were sitting down and writing songs, was it a conscious thing of, oh, I'm going to write, a pop song, or, oh, I'm going to write a blues song? Or was it just kind of, this is what came out, whether it be a pop song or a blues song? Or did you make those determinations later, like this one's going to be a Rescue Radio song and this one's going to be a Noah Weatherspoon Band song?
I'm sort of making those decisions now, you know, because it's just something that happens naturally. I've never really planned or premeditated any kind of songwriting. Kind of flowed out that way naturally. So,
what's it like for you now that you've got you know, the two other guys and you've got the band together, to take these songs and dust them off and revisit them?
It's it means a lot to me just that they're into it and gives me the opportunity to do so. So, you know, it gives them a whole, you know, it multiple dimensions. You know, it takes it out of my own head and makes it more nonlinear and, you know, gives them a whole new life. So
that's got to be fun, the first time you get to hear sort of your bandmates' takes on something that's been, you know, so exclusively yours for so many years, and hear how somebody else is interpreting, you know, what's lived pretty exclusively in your head or just on these tapes for years and years.
Absolutely. No doubt.
Are you planning to do a record or?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, in the fall and winter, we're just going to start. We don't have any recorded material yet, but hopefully something ready for next year.
Very cool. Excellent. And you're playing Friday night as part of Dayton Music Fest.
That's right.
That's got to be a great experience to get out there, you know, with the Rock Project. I know that you guys play every once in a while, but I don't see you on many bills. So
yeah, we haven't really done too many shows yet. So, but yeah, we're really honored to be a part of it. Really appreciate Don Thrash and Kyle, you know, having us on board. So yeah, we play at 11 o'clock on Friday, right before Night Beast.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
And so moving forward in the fall and winter, you're going to be recording. And are you going to try to do some more live gigs or focus pretty heavily on the recording for now?
I hope we can do some more live gigs, you know, hopefully at least once a month. Get out. You know, everybody has different projects they're in. And, you know, I stay busy with the blues band and everything. But hopefully at least once a month, and to get out and play Dayton, Cincinnati, around the region.
It's gotta be almost nice to have sort of two different yet in the same realm, you know, musical outlets with the blues and with the sort of pop rock thing.
Yeah, it's all in the name of creative health, and you know, it's just a different way to express yourself, really. You know,
and once you get the record done, would you? I know you have other projects, but would you like to take this band out on the road, or do you guys envision, you know, kind of sticking more regionally?
Yeah, if I can get everybody into it, you know, I'd love to travel, most definitely.
Cool. And if people want to keep tabs on what you guys are doing and where you're going to be, where should they check you out online?
We have a website. It's noahandtherescueradio.com. And you'll see a little ship there, and you can navigate around the ship and click on different rooms and things. And you'll also see a Bandcamp button, and that'll take you to an archive of all my 4-track demos, which, you know, that you know, we're just currently digging out and turning into band songs. But everything's free to download, and it's sort of set up like a digital tip jar. You can pay as much or as little as you want, and so it's all there.
That's really cool that you're putting those original 4-tracks out there. Is that intimidating at all to put that early stuff out there, you know, sort of in its raw form?
I'm not as worried about it as maybe I would have been a few years back, you know, as you just kind of have to do your thing, you know.
Yeah.
Not worry too much about judgment. I mean, a lot of people have really fancy studios and things, but I like the 4-track sound, and, you know, sort of it's got its own charm and the raw thing. I've always been more into that kind of recording anyway.
Do you think when you guys start recording your album, are you going to go more
bring
of a
the 4-track?
Yeah, more of a 4-track analog
maybe.
Style.
I think maybe at least for a few tracks, it would be a cool approach and just see what happens. But hopefully at least tape, if we can get that together. I'd love to record a tape.
I think that would suit your sound very well.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of an old school. All the influences are you know, old school. So hopefully we can get that together.
What's your writing process like now? Are you still kind of taking the lead on things, or is it more of a collaborative thing now? Or?
It's not really collaborative yet. I hope we get into that. But my writing process over the years, it's you know, I used to take a microcassette recorder
around with me. It's not that cool anymore. I have a digital little recorder. And just as ideas would come along, you know, little fragments, a bridge here, a verse there. And then simultaneously with a notebook, fragments of words and lyrics. And then after that would kind of build up, just it's almost like making composite, like, you know, a juxtaposition of everything. And, you know, that's kind of been my process for the last few years.
I like it. I like it, kind of putting together a collage or you know, getting all the pieces layered just right. And
the best songs, like all the writers say, you know, it doesn't take that much. They're not that labored, you know. They come to you in a few minutes, you know. Every once in a while you get lucky.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever find that you have, you know, maybe a fragment that's been kind of sitting around homeless or orphaned for a while, and you finally have that moment where you find the right connecting piece?
Yeah, hopefully they'll all find a home.
One day, eventually. Well, is there anything else people ought to know before they come check you guys out Friday night at Canal Street?
You know, for the time being, just knowintherescueradio.com, and that pretty much has all our news and dates and music. So, yeah, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having
me. My pleasure to have you, and we'll look forward to that album when it's ready for the world.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Noah. We'll be back to hear some more music from Noah and Rescue Radio live in the WYSO studios. Mark your calendar for Friday night to check them out at Canal Street Tavern. It's part of Dayton Music Fest 2013. Kicks off Friday night at Canal Street. Noah and Rescue Radio will be there. Night Beast will be there. And then the full day Saturday, Midwest Outdoor Experience during the day. And then all kinds of venues around downtown Dayton in the evening. All the details at DaytonMusicFest.com. Or we've got links up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Gonna take a quick break so Noah can get his guitar on and we'll hear some more live music coming up next on Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
As Saul said to Walt, it's over. It's over for Walt. Breaking Bad has ended, but it's not over yet for fans. There's still plenty to talk about. And on the next Fresh Air, we talk with two of Breaking Bad's writer-producers, Thomas Schnauz and Peter Gould. Join us.
Tomorrow afternoon at 3 on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
I'm Peter Sagal. Did you know that your old car can support Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? And no, I don't mean it waits until you're inside the house, then turns on the Bluetooth to call the station and donate your money. It can't do that, though it does like to prank order pizza for the Volvo down the block. What I mean is donating your car can help pay for shows like mine. So donate your old car and turn it into the programs you love.
Visit WYSO.org for more information.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life.
Oh my God.
One thing I really like in a radio story.
What's back there? Nothing. It looks empty.
No, there's someone living back there.
He's a mystery.
I'm not going back there.
There's somebody's hair. There's a head in there.
There's a shrunken head right there.
Mysteries explained each week. This American Life.
It's Santa Claus.
Saturday at noon and Sunday afternoon at 4 on 91.3 WYSO.
He's a sweet soul.
Thursday night at 8, it's Jazz Forward with your host,
Nikki Iliopoulos.
I dig him. Now he's terrific.
It is a new day.
Wish you love, peace, and soul.
And rhythm and blues and jazz.
Crash of sound.
Nikki Iliopoulos.
Always there, always far out.
Jazz Forward, Thursday night at 8 on member-supported 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Fromhold, and we are covering Dayton Music Fest 2013 this evening. We've been giving you all kinds of previews, and we're going to give you one more taste of some live music that you can experience Friday night at Canal Street. Here are Noah and Rescue Radio.
Jealous, or make a contact. You better run fast, kid. 25's your last year.
song.
Rescue Radio live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Check them out, Dayton Music Fest 2013. They are playing the kickoff on Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. Lots of great folks on that bill, including our good friend Night Beast. The festival continues into Saturday, Midwest Outdoor Experience during the day. That's a free event. And then in the evening at all of the venues in the Oregon, as well as Canal Street Tavern. And all the great places to see music here in the Dayton region. All the details at DaytonMusicFest.com. Check it out. We've got details up on our Facebook page as well. We're Facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. Right now we're going to hear something from our CD of the month. It's by the Claudettes, and here's one called Big Sucker Punch.